Thank you very much indeed for that clarity and poise. What I took out of that is that we're aiming at a true transformation towards sustainability. Transparency is one of the stimuli and tools to drive that. Digitization is one of the tools which can support, or is necessary to support transparency, but not the only one. And then the digital product passport, for example, is one of the tools within digitization which would also be necessary. So multi-leveled approach, which should be based on user needs that drive change. Thank you very much indeed. So now, there's some reflections on the way forward there, also talking about international collaboration. So let's find some collaboration in the room to make progress on the discussions that we had a few minutes ago. I would now read out the original draft decision, which was to propose to come out of this session and the discussion. And then I would propose, don't jump now, a short break where we can go back to the four points I raised earlier, where there appears to be a source of disagreement, and see if we can find a way forward on all of those to reflect in the decision.
For heads of delegations to have that discussion on the.
No, it's for heads of delegations to discuss on the draft decision, reflecting comments on that once it's on the screen after the short break. So the original text, if I skip the titles, was on decision 2406, noting, as a response to the outcomes of the 70th Commission session, I hope you remember it, the plenary welcomed the technical dialogue on digital, sustainable and resilient value chains, and highlighted its relevance to inclusive and resilient value chains and sustainable development. The plenary acknowledged progress on United Nations Economic Commissions for Europe's recommendation number 49, transparency at scale, and on its accompanying global solutions, including the United Nations Transparency Protocol for Digital Product Passports. It also took note of the next steps towards the finalization of these and related deliverables in view of its next session in 2025. Furthermore, the plenary recognized the importance of effective coordination among international initiatives in this sphere, which is directly related to the ECE strategic priorities of the digital and green transformations to advance the circular economy in the ECE region and beyond. So that's a draft text, which now, if we reflect a little bit, hopefully in light of the discussions that we can have, we could amend, if necessary, to provide the appropriate guidance and steer for the next steps which should take this forward. Therefore,
25 minutes really, because we got to
should I say that we should meet again in 10 minutes?
10 minutes max, yeah, max. We come back quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
5 to 6. At
5 to 6, we'll come back.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
5 to 6, because we have a hard stop.